Vadya, Perek Aleph, even though there's only one Perek. Pasuk Yud Tes. Pasuk continues that after Esav will be destroyed and there won't be any remnants left, says the Eivishter, that through Har Esav they are going to be conquered the Negev. From Har Esav and the plains of the Plishtim, they're going to conquer the state of Ephraim and the fields of Shomrin and Miyamin as Gilad. Now, throughout the years, the Reyidin spread out, and this Pasuk Chof from Avadia, became a very big theme of the Rebbe in Tavshin and Beis. The Pasuk says like this, that all the Yidin, which got spread out from the Knanim until Tsarfas, which is France, Spain, and then the Golos of Yerushalayim, which is in Sfarad, Yirshu Esorei HaNegev, they will conquer Esorei HaNegev, they're going to come back and conquer Esorei HaNegev. The Rebbe spoke Vayishlach Vayeshev Tavshin on Beis about these psukim, and the Rebbe spoke about the revolution in our generation that we find concerning France, Tsarfas. Besides that, the word Tsarfas is the same letters as the word Paratzta, which means breaking forth, or Paratzta Yom HaVekedma. And besides the fact that Tsarfas and Paratzta have the same gematria, 770, the Rebbe spoke that we see a change in attitude from the Rabbeim down. The Alter Rebbe fought very much against the victory of France, because he felt that what would happen then is that there would be a freedom of religion. He said, we'd rather suffer the Gashmis with the Russians than with the freedom of religion of the France. Because he said, it's not freedom of religion, the French represented freedom from religion. Then, over the years, we find that the Rabbeim started visiting France. Different kufis became more and more, and there were certain Rabbeim that they spoke in French. And the Rebbe brings down also that when the Rebbe Rashab went with the Friedrich Rebbe to France, he actually spoke French for 4 hours. Also, in the city of Menton, that's where they founded the famous, the Yisoid of Hemshech Hayim Beis, which is the deepest Hemshech of Chassidus, which is 3 Yud Svarim long. It took about 4 years to finish. That was started in France. And the main revolution started when the Friedrich Rebbe sent the Rebbe in the winter of Tafresh Tzadik Gimel. They sent the Rebbe who came to France. Those that are familiar with the history, the Rebbe spent time in France with the Rebbetzin, to the extent that when the Shluchim went to France, the Rebbetzin told them that me and my husband, we planted the seeds, and now it's time for you to take the fruits from the trees. In other words, that the Rebbe was on Shliches in France, and he was bringing the Koyach to elevate France to the extent that the Rebbe says, now we have over there the term Chetmimim of France, and we also have that the Rebbe changed the national anthem of France, that the Deres V'Emuna, which was a Goyishenigin, the Rebbe switched it over, and the Rebbe started singing to the tune of a Deres V'Emuna. And what happened then was that the French people, right after Simchas Torah, Tavshin Lamed Daled, the French people, they changed their niggin. They don't know why, to the extent that Rabbi Reuven Matosov says that he checked up the records as to why they changed it, and they write that they don't know. They themselves are not sure why they changed it. But Kedusha conquered the Tsar of France, and then so they had to change it. Later on, they brought it back in the year Tavshin Mem Aleph, which at that point Not only did they have to change it when the Rebbe is establishing Tzivos Hashem and others, that 40 years after the Rebbe coming to America, so then there was a whole birur of Chatzi Kader Atachtin, the shleimus of the birur of Chatzi Kader Atachtin. So therefore, the French were able to bring the Niggun back to the way it was, being that at that point, we already conquered them even in their teva, already the balabatim, over these people. And it's interesting that when they wrote the Sikha, the Rebbe added in the Magiyim of the Sikha that V'oid Yishmu Chadoshis Bazeh, that we're still going to hear news about the Niggun. We're not done with it yet. V'oid Yishmu Chadoshis Mizeh, you're going to hear still, there's still stuff coming out that it's going to happen. But anyways, we see that this is the shleimus of the birur of Chatzi Kader Atachten. That's also what we find, that the chassidim, by the highest of the highest time of the year, by Ne'ila, we sing Napoleon's March, to the extent that the Alter Rebbe, he asked the chassidim to find out which niggun the French soldiers sing when they crossed the border into Russia. What was the niggun? And when they were singing the niggun to the Alter Rebbe, he said that this is a niggun of Nitzachin. It's a niggun of victory. Then the Alter Rebbe got very serious, and like the Lashon of the Rebbe, Stark Fardveket, he really got into his trance, so to speak, into the elevation of holiness. And the Rebbe, he came out and he said, but Saif Saif Yedidah Natzach, at the end, we will win. So we see that this niggun of the French Inyan, this is the birur that the Rebbe was mevarer, and the Rebbe elevated, so even like it says, Ad Sarfas, even those which till the end, up to Ad Sarfas, we finally have this birur of this thing. And the Navi finishes off, V'alu Mashiyim Bahar Tzion, Lishbetar Sareisav, that we're going to go up, and we're going to make judgment, the Sar Yisrael, the leaders, and the generals of the Yidden will go up, and then the Eibishter will be king. And Rashi points out, we see from here, that the Eibishter's Malchus is not Bishleimos until we get rid of Esav. And like we know that Yaakov already told Esav, and it's in Pshutei Shemikra, people don't realize this, the extent how Mashiach is part of Pshutei Shemikra, that in Parshas Vayishlach, so Yaakov meets Esav, and he tells him, you should know that, you know, after they make up and they're all happy, so Esav wants Yaakov to come to him. So Yaakov says, you go ahead and I'll get up to you. So the simple pshat is that he was telling him, you go ahead, you know, you just go, and one day I'll get to you. No, in other words, just you go yourself, I don't want to talk to you. But then Rashi asked, but if a tzaddik says that he's going to get there, so what was Yaakov telling him that he's going to get there? So Rashi, in Pshutei Shemikra, in Parashas Vayishlach, says that when is it going to be? And it says, in the times of Yomaisha Mashiach, like it says, V'olu Mashim Baratzin Lishpet Esar Esav, he brings on this pasuk, that in Pshutei Shemikra, Yaakov was telling Esav that Mashiach is going to come, and we are going to end up conquering Esav. And the conquering of Esav comes, like we said, in Pasuk Yutches, that it comes through the Beis Yaakov Eish um Beis Yosef Lahava. And the Rebbe in the Sicha Vayeshev connects himself to the Beis Yosef. He says that the Friedrich Rebbe is Yosef, and the Mishpacha of the Friedrich Rebbe is the Beis Yosef, the house of Yosef, you know. And the Rebbe, in the Lashon of the Sikha, very, very interesting, that the Rebbe Mamish uses these words when he speaks about his shlichus to France. The Rebbe uses the Lashon, Beis Yosef, that connecting himself as Beis Yosef, as the household of the Friedrich Rebbe.